Yevamos, Perek Yudalid, Mishnah Aleph. It's a new Perek, but it's really a continuation of Inyonim that we've discussed, Nisum Dirabonon, primarily what we had in the previous Perek. Nisue Ktano, but we also had in the Cheshboinis, Nisue Chareshes, which are also in Dirabonon. A Shaita, they weren't Misakin any type of Kedushin. The Chacham don't want a Shaita being married. But a Chareshes, who's halachically a Shaita, but Lamaisa, there is a certain amount of understanding of functioning. So Mimela, they were Misakim and Dirabonon, that she can't get married. Chareshes, by the way, whenever we say Chareshes, we mean that she's Eina Medaberes Ve'Einoi Shemaz. If either one is present, so then she's not a Chareshes. If she can't speak, she's an Ilmus. We had a din earlier, Legabe Chalitza, and Perek Mitzvah Chalitza, that an Ilmus is Ma'akiv, the fact that she can't speak, that she's any roi labilo of being able to say the parsha. So that's something else. That's a technical chzorn. But that's not a chzorn in das. So here we have a cheresh and also pikachas. The umasakin kedushin for him. So he can marry her. Kedushin is not chal deraisa. Upikach and also cheresh. So you have a pikach that got married. Also in the rabban to a cheresh. Imrotzo yoitzi. Vimrotzo yikayim. What they did was they were misakin that if they were misakin the marriage, they had to be misakin also the out on the marriage. Now, cheresh can't give a get. But midirabonon, the same way he's only married, midirabonon, so he can be megarish midirabonon. The Mishnah adds a detail to that. If he wants, he could be moitzi her beget. Imrotzo yikayim, and why the Mishnah has to say it? It's pashut, obviously, they made the marriage. Imrotzo yikayim. But the Mishnah adds a detail. Kishem shu koinis birumizo, kachu moitzi birumizo. Avada, he can't say harayam mukudeshes li, he's a cherish. So he's merambis. He knows what's going on. The fact that he has no communication, you have to understand what a cherish is. A cherish is somebody who lives locked up in a world without communication. He can't hear, he can't speak. So memela, chazal defined him as not being a bardas. But Be'etzim a cheresh could be a functioning person. He's just locked up in his own world. Shows you what communication is. It's mafkia a person from being a bardas. But Lamaisa, over here, they were misakin a get. Birumiza. He knows what he wants. So he'll be misakin the avada. He can't tell a shlich to give a get. He can write a get if he knows what he's writing. Or he could tell the Sofer, but he's going to have to tell the Sofer with the Shlichus, which is not a Shlichus, because a Cheresh doesn't have a Kerech to be a Shlich. So Vayit HaDirabon, the whole thing will only be HaDirabon. Pikeach Shinosa Pikachas V'nischarsho. Here we have a little bit of a different Knech. The marriage is Midaraisa. The two of them got married. The Kedushim was Chal Midaraisa. Nebuch Nischarsho Imrotzo Yoitzi. The Imrotzo Yikayim, again, the Imrotzo Yikayim, they could stay married. There's nothing about the fact that she's a Chereshes now that's mafkir the marriage. The marriage is there. Nothing happens to the marriage because one of the people is not functioning anymore. We'll see soon by Shoyte, Kal v'chomer by a Cheresh. It's not mafkir the marriage. But here's the chat. Imrotzo Yoitzi, he could be Megarisher, so that he's a Pikech that we understand. But she's doch a chareshes. L'chor she can't be mekabla get. The answer is very poshut. That you only need das ho'ish for gerushin, not das ho'isha. It's only for kedushin that you need two functioning balei das. For the gerushin, v'nosam biyodi, you need his maise, his ksivas get, his nesin and his das. Her, you can be megarish or bal kocho. Says the Mishnah, however, even though chesor and das is not a problem by the isha, oben nishtatis lo yoytzi. This is a new din. And the reason for it is midrabbonon, they don't want a woman who's a shaita. She used to be a married woman. Now she's on the street. She's going to be, they're going to be noagu bo minik hefker. So Melech Hazal don't want her on the street. They didn't allow him to be megarish. So what do you do, Rachman Tzom, with such a takona today? If somebody, Rachman Tzom, a woman, goes out of her mind, is the husband tied down and he can never get married again? If it's a husband goes out of his mind, she's not guna. Rachmanos on the Rebbeinu Shem's law pitten. A woman, there's always the heter of doing a heter mei rabbanon. That's the primary case where heter mei rabbanon is used. Nischarish hu, if he became a cheresh, he's not a badass. Or nishtata eini moitzi alomis. There's no way that you could ever give her a get. אמר רבי יוחנן מנורי מפני מה האיש שנשכר שיוצא והאיש שנשכר שאין עם מויצי. יוחנן מנורי asked a שאלה, which okay, we don't understand the shaila because we just explained it. Why could a woman who's nischarsha be given a get and a man who's nischarsh can't give a get? We just explained it. You need das or ish, v'loy das or isha. So clearly, Rabbi Yochanan is coming to make a point. The Gemara explains that he's arguing on the Chachamim. He understands that the two are shav b'shava. He challenges the Chachamim by saying, what's your tam? Omru loy any daima isha m'gash l'isha m'skarashes. A woman could be given a get. So why do you need her das? She's a shaiti, you can give her a get. A man can't make a chalos gershon, can't do a ma'aseh gershon if he's not a bar das. What exactly is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's machlokes with Chacham? What's their argument with this? So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri taka holds that you need das or isha v'gershon. So das yochu, we don't pass in that way. The Gemara says another nafkamina, nothing to do with cheresh and chereshes. What happens where a husband says to Edim, Ru'u get ze shani noisin? He says to the Edim, I'm giving a get. To the woman, who doesn't want to be mekabel the get, he says, Kinsi shtar choiv ze. He's giving her a paper that says he owes her $100. He's handing her a check. He hands her an envelope with a check. Inside, what's there is a get. There was no das or isha on the Kabbalah's a get. We hold it doesn't make a difference. You can be Megash Yisha Bal Korcha, B'li Daito. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that the get is not a good get. Why he has to tell the Edim, Ru'u get ze, that's a sugya in Gitna and Kiddushin. If you would say to the Edim that I'm giving a shtar choiv, it's kilu belosh belushoinehu, he's mevatel the get from being a get, so it's a problem. So he tells the Edim, still a head on the side, he's giving a get, and then he tricks her and he gives her what looks to be a check. Can't do it. Mishnah Beis, hey, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gud Gido al Achareshes, she his Sio Avio, she Yotze Beget. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gud Gido said, Eidus, not like the Chiddush that we said before from Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, says that Achareshes, she his Sio Avio, she's Mekudeshes Deraisa. Because her father could be Mekabel when she's a Ketana, so she's an Eishes Ish Gemura. And still the din is there, Yotze Beget. Omru Loi, Avzuki Yotze Boi. We hold that's the same thing. This says it sounds like there's a little bit of a mokum loden in the tzushtal. But the Chacham are bringing from this, and they're answering back Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, not like his shita, is that you see from here that she can be mekabla get even though she's not a bardas. What would be the mokum loden? L'chayru you could declare that's one thing by a pikachas sheneschasho, so the marriage is deraisa. Maybe over here the marriage is not deraisa. You don't need her das because her father, she Ovio, obviously she was below age, and her father was Mekabel Kedushin. You don't need her to be a das. Yovel Baldin Loimar, that a father can't marry off a daughter. He has a 9-year-old daughter who's a shoita gemura. She's a chareshes. Maybe he can't marry her off because maybe the father, Kivyochel, is representing the daughter. If she'd be a gedolah, she'd be Mekabel Kedushin by herself, so now the father could do the job for her. So maybe you'll argue that a chereshes, her father, can't marry her off. Lamaisa, they're saying there's no such din. Avada, she's married to Raisa. And the pshat is, Avada, the father's not representing her. She's Bishus, the father. The father can marry her off. The fact that she wouldn't be able to be Mekadish, be Mekabel Kedushin for herself if she'd be a gedolah, doesn't detract from the father being able to be Mekabel Kedushin for her. So she's married to Raisa. Afilohochi, she's Yoytze Beget. Weiss, there's a Chacham, not like a Rechem and Nuri.